Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. It's Lindy here. I'm up bright and early this morning. Happy to be back in the podcast chair. Oh, it's 4:50 a.m. on Monday, April the 8th, 2024, at the time I'm recording. I'm sitting here with fuzzy slippers on, cup of coffee by my side. I'm exhausted this morning, but I can't sleep. I think my brain's still on overdrive from a super busy past couple of weeks. It's dark out, and I can see the wind blowing in the trees outside my window, and I think it's going to be a bit of a rainy day today here on Vancouver Island, but that's okay. I don't mind a little rain. I woke up at 4:30 this morning, and it felt like my brain was playing a slow-motion picture in my head. Every new frame was an image of someone in my family or a friend, and I was thinking about different challenges and obstacles people that are close to me are facing. Life as we know it can be so beautiful, exhilarating, dynamic, fulfilling. But to the contrary, there are times when that four-letter word is truly that, and we find ourselves wondering how to get through to the next day. I looked at my dog sleeping peacefully beside me, and an overwhelming feeling of love almost brought me to tears. I realized in that moment I was simply having an attitude of gratitude, a moment of appreciation for this little dog who's been by my side through good times and hard times, and no matter what, he brings me unconditional love at the end of the day. I even went as far as to feel a little guilty because I have not been a great dog mom this past week. I was too busy with projects for my little side business, and I just didn't have enough time to give him the TLC he truly deserved. I woke up with an aha moment this morning and realized it's time to get back on track. For me, getting back on track always starts with an attitude of gratitude. I had a super busy week last week. I was preparing for my first vendor market of the season. And I won't be doing as many this year, I know I won't, but I wanted to be sure to have enough product with me to offer a good selection at my table. I've created a couple of new journals, and that takes time for me to do. Markets and craft shows can be hit and miss, and we're in a rapidly changing economy. So I must admit it can be super disappointing, you know, when you've worked really hard to produce a product and then it's a slow day at the market, but you got to put everything in perspective. I reflected this morning on the conversations I had with different vendors over the weekend. I had some amazing conversations, and I would not have had those conversations if I was busy selling to customers. Instead, during quiet times, a few of us sat our butts on the stage eating hot dogs and chips, and we had amazing deep discussions that you wouldn't expect from acquaintances. It was like sitting with a group of old friends, even though some of us had only met for the first time. Conversations included menopause and related health issues, drug addictions, property zoning, tax rules, business costs, challenges, and of course this Grammy had to show pictures of her preschool grandchildren. If we'd been busy at our tables, those conversations would have never occurred. Instead of walking away from a craft show with a feeling of disappointment because we didn't have much traffic, I walked away feeling grateful that I had those conversations with other vendors. Yes, it was an attitude of gratitude, and that can go a long way. In my last podcast, I talked about how I work on a different schedule as a creative. I can't write poetry on demand or create a short story because I have a scheduled time to write. I have to write when the urge hits. It's kind of like podcasting, and I'm so grateful to learn that I'm not alone. Almost every creative person I talked to this past weekend shared the same sentiments. I talked to a jewelry maker, and she's just like me. She sometimes wakes up in the wee hours of the night with an idea, and she has to go with it, or she'll lose that thought. Pretty soon, I was having that conversation with other vendors, and all of us were just kind of looking at each other like, holy cow, that happens to you too? You see, in my world, I just considered myself quirky. Yeah, maybe even a misfit from time to time, because I work differently. It was with a great gratitude this past weekend that I discovered I'm not alone. There's a whole group of us out there who have brains that work the same. Wow! There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not nuts. Okay, well, some may challenge that. But seriously, I was so grateful to have those conversations and get to see the real people behind the tables and those artistic creations. I learned something new this weekend that I wouldn't have known if I hadn't had those quiet moments. One of the ladies who was vending had worked for years as a geologist. She'd worked in northern communities in Canada, and she had amazing stories about life working in remote camps. It brought us to a conversation about my first job, where I was cleaning test tubes and beakers at an assay lab the summer I turned 13. Yep, at the bright young age of 13, I had four-hour daily shifts, and I learned how to wash test tubes and beakers with scrub brushes, Comet, and fancy lab sinks. I wore a white lab coat, rubber gloves, and had to wear a mask when the acid bath happened. Acid bath? Yep, I recall we had to do a special bath with hydrochloric acid, and then the equipment would go through a special sanitizing dishwasher. As I shared this story with this lady, she knew exactly what I was talking about. She explained to me the importance of making sure the glassware had to be physically clean without a trace of anything on it, or it would affect the accuracy of testing for gold and other precious metals. 45 years later, and I finally understand why I did what I did in my first job. Yeah, so we also laughed because nowadays, there's no way you'd have kids in a lab doing what we were doing. When I told her how I was so excited to move into the soil shed because we'd sifted rock samples that had been through the pulverizing machine, I'd go home at night with my hair thick full of dirt, standing straight up. Yeah, those were the days. I remember the old White Pass train would rumble by the building where I worked. The glass would rattle on the windows as the train went by. Yeah, that train was hauling passengers and ore. It just brought back some fond memories. And to share those memories with another vendor and to have those aha moments where she knew exactly what I was talking about was a priceless moment. And again, attitude of gratitude. I'm grateful I had that conversation with her during the quiet moments. A couple ladies came by my booth and one purchased a planner. It was a planner that's soon about to be outdated, and she insisted on paying full price. I wanted to give her a bit of a deal on it, and she refused to take the deal, and she told me she knows how much work goes into this and wanted to pay a fair price. It turns out she's also a vendor, and she extended a moment of kindness that I will remember. I am grateful that we have kind and thoughtful people in this world. A few of us have rainbow products at our tables. I had a discussion with one vendor about it. She said, I just like to show that I support inclusion of all people. I agreed, and once again, another thing I had in common with the vendor. As I looked around the room this weekend, I saw a group of kind and caring people. The lady who organized the market is a wonderful, kind lady, and she worked hard to get everyone a nice spot at an affordable price. She works for an organization that helps the community and is not in this to pad her own pocket. She'd been there late on Friday when everyone set up early on the weekend to open doors, and she hand-delivered hot dogs from the canteen counter to the vendor tables. As we wrapped up late Sunday, I noticed most of the vendors came back in to thank her, and I could hear many people saying, "Hey, it's not your fault it was quiet. We still had a good time." And I was so glad to hear that. This lady's a really kind lady, and as an event organizer, she also becomes part of our vending community. We're all in it together. So yeah, I was grateful to see people being so kind. At the end of the day, it's what you make of a situation. I think of all the great conversations I had this past weekend. I think of all the vendors who crossed over to each other's tables and maybe bought a little something to take home. Did they really need that little something? Maybe, maybe not, but it was just simple acts of kindness. At the end of the day, my partner showed up, and without him, I couldn't do this. My boxes of books are kind of heavy, and it would take me twice as long to pack up if he wasn't there helping me, because I'd have to pack my books in smaller boxes. I got home, the kitchen was all cleaned up, and he had dinner made for me. I'm so grateful to have that kind of support. I opened my tablet and ta-da! Look at that! I had new orders for my journal, so it turned out my little books were still going to find a new home. Yes! I was so happy to see that. So that was my weekend, and I'm so grateful for the conversations and the connections I made and the support I had at home. Going back to what I mentioned at the start of the podcast, when I woke up this morning, I thought about so many people in my world who are facing challenges right now. Two of my friends started chemotherapy last week, and another's headed to a large hospital to explore treatment options. I'm grateful to have these people in my life, and it reminds me to not take any day for granted. I created a journal inspired by my episode titled Mind Over Matter in January. It was episode number 103. And in my journal, I put a place to note what I'm grateful for, how I'm feeling, what today's goal is, what I'm proud of, and my thought of the day. And it all started with that podcast, the one I created this past January. And then I went and created the journal at home. I put the journal for sale on Amazon as well. So all you have to do is search for the words Mind Over Matter and Linda on Amazon. Yeah, just search Mind Over Matter, Linda, if you're on Amazon, and you'll find that journal titled Mind Over Matter. And so if you're interested in getting a copy, that's where you can find it. The coil-bound version is also available for shipping in Canada, and I can put a link for that in the show notes as well. I just thought I'd mention that. And you know, it costs nothing to be thankful, though, and you can't put a price on the reward for gratitude. You don't have to have a journal to do it, although it can be handy. When you look around, there's most often a positive in everything. Just like this past weekend, I found so many positives that I'll remember from this market, and I'll remember it as being the one where I got to know these vendors on such a different level. I'll never forget the conversations where I learned how much we are all alike. And yes, so many of them wake up at weird hours when their brains are in creative modes. I'm not alone. Well, that's pretty cool. That was a neat way to end my weekend. So now it is time for me to head on. I better go and start my day. I'm sure my household's going to be stirring soon. I'm grateful for all of you, my listeners, and grateful to be in a place where I have the freedom and the right to share my creative side. I really do wish for peace throughout the world, kindness, forgiveness, and hope that everyone can have a wonderful day. Thanks again for listening, everybody. And do remember what I always say as I end my podcast, smiles come in all languages and in all colors. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.